You know, I remember when we started having these that we'd actually have to go around and draft people to sing. And we'd get everybody that wanted to sing, and we'd be done by about 20 after 6. And I'd have to preach a longer sermon on singing sandwich night than I would any other Sunday night because, you know, we just, you know, people sang, but we just didn't have as many of them that wanted to sing. And I'm so glad tonight, and it's just about 12 minutes after 7, and I'm not going to preach the sermon that I planned to preach tonight, but I do want to say a couple things. Even though the number of people that want to sing has grown, there's one thing that hasn't changed, and that is people sing because they love their Jesus. Amen. They love their Lord. They love their God. It always amazes me when we have something like this, the different people and the different styles of singing, but it all comes down to praising Jesus and thanking Him. I'm so glad that we have a bunch of people that love God, that God has bestowed talents upon, and they're willing to use those talents to tell Jesus that they love Him. And of course, we love Him because He first loved us. You know, as I look around the room tonight and I see everybody that's here, I'm reminded how great God's love is. I mean, from the very front to the very back, His love is big enough for every single one of us. There's nobody that He leaves out. Nobody that He doesn't love. And you may be here tonight and you may not feel very lovable. You may not feel worthy of a Savior's love, but I'll remind you tonight, He loves you so much that He sent His only begotten Son to die in your place. He loves you so much that He was willing to lay on Jesus, His only begotten Son, every one of your sins and every one of my sins. And because of that love, we can look forward to that place that many have sang about tonight, that place called heaven. And I want you to know something tonight. I believe heaven is a real place. I don't believe it's a state of mind. I don't believe it's something that somebody made up to make us feel good and not worry about dying. I believe it's a real place, just as real as this place is. Street of gold, mansions that we heard about tonight. And one of these days, either by way of death or by way of the rapture, we're going to go and we're going to get to go to that place called heaven and be there forever and ever and ever. I hope you're ready tonight. I mean, I just hope that every single person here tonight knows for sure that they're saved and on their way to heaven. If you're not, let me just remind you, we're all sinners. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. Let me remind you that the wages of sin is death. Not the physical death that we see so much around us, but spiritual death, being separated from God forever and ever and ever. But God commendeth or proved His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And the Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you're here tonight and you've never done that, it's just that simple. It's not becoming a Baptist. It's not even getting baptized. It's not taking communion. It's not any of the things that a lot of people try to make. It's just one simple thing. Just like Paul and Silas told the Philippian jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And if you're not saved tonight, He'll save you. And then the last thing I want to say, and I was thinking about this especially when Brother Gary saying how great thou art. We have a God that's worthy of our praise. We have a God that's worthy for us to lift our voices up in song and sing praises to Him, not on just a night like this, but every day of the year. He is a great God, a wonderful God. And I hope tonight you've been drawn through the music closer to him. I hope you'll leave this place singing in your heart what a wonderful and great God that he is. Because he surely, surely is. Thank you to everybody that sang tonight. Thank you for being here. Let's pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you for all we've experienced tonight. We felt the Spirit moving in this service. And you've spoken to our hearts, and through the songs, you've reminded us of some wonderful, wonderful truths. From the very youngest to the very oldest that sang, whether they sang with the piano, the guitar, or an accompaniment tape. Father, you spoke to us, and we love you more now than when we first came in. And I pray, Father, if there's just one here tonight that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Savior, they would feel that love that you have for us and that love that we have for you. And they would say, hey, I want some of that too. I want to be part of that family. I want to be part of that group of people that knows Jesus as their Savior and God as their Father. And so I pray, Father, again, if there's just one tonight that doesn't know Christ, that in the next few moments they would realize that they're a sinner. They'd realize there's a penalty for that sin. And they'd realize that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by him. And they would come tonight and ask Jesus to save them. Father, I know most of us here tonight are Christians. Draw us closer to you. Help us to love you more. Help us to be more grateful for what we have in Jesus Christ. And help us to be bold in sharing it with other people. I pray that you bless this time of invitation. Holy Spirit, if you've spoken to us tonight and we need to do something, maybe we just need to come, fall on our knees at the altar, and say, Jesus, I sure do love you. I sure do love you. Just speak to our hearts. Help us to be obedient. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.